Latin America is a top lifestyle destination for nomad capitalists to move to, but it's also been described as tax hell. Today, we're going to talk about some of the more tax-friendly countries in Latin America and how you can use them to reduce your taxes in a place you love. As our clients have gotten wealthier over the years, we've seen a bigger focus from a lot of them on what time zone they move to. And so if you're from North America, Latin America is the most logical time zone to move to. But the problem is, if you just want to live in one country, Latin America has some pretty high tax rates. Now, it's true, Colombia, which is often maligned for having high taxes, is a member of the OECD and has some of the lowest taxes in that group of high tax countries. So there is some silver lining. But no doubt, if you live full-time in Colombia, you're going to pay a lot of taxes. Same for Brazil, same for Argentina, same for a lot of countries in the region. But I was reading from our friends at Latinometrics recently. They put together a great report on personal income tax rates and corporate income tax rates. And today I'm going to go through which countries are the most friendly in the region, as well as some of the caveats that you might not be aware of from just reading the headlines. Let's start with personal income tax rates. Outside of the region, you have Japan, Germany, the UK, South Africa, and China with some of the highest tax rates in the world. Those are the highest. The next competitor in Latin America is Chile. They took a leftward turn recently. People have already seemed to have fallen out of love with that president, and you're seeing in the election there some of the more right-leaning candidates seem to be doing well. Chile has some of the highest personal income tax in the region. And yet, what do I always tell you about headline tax rates? Chile also has a multi-year tax exemption. You can move there as a foreigner, and you get a number of years in which you're not paying tax on your foreign income. You can get relatively close to potentially even applying to citizenship during that time. So that's the kind of thing we help our clients evaluate. What's the tax exemption versus what's the timeline to citizenship? Chile has the best passport in South America. You can travel just as well as an American pretty much to most places in the world. But you have those years that you can set aside tax-friendly. If you want to stick around after that, you're going to pay some of the highest rates in the world. But if you're looking for a place to go for a handful of years, Chile could be actually one of the best and most tax-friendly places in Latin America. Now, let's talk about Colombia. Their taxes aren't about on par with those of India. That means their tax rates aren't that low. Now, Colombia does have some favorable tax regimes. For example, Regime Simple allows certain freelancers to pay a pretty limited rate of tax. What I do is, someone who has a home in Colombia and does spend time there in Bogota, is I simply don't become a tax resident. So that's the caveat for folks who maybe want to live in Latin America part-time, but not long enough to be in the tax system. Most of these countries have relatively straightforward tax residence rules, unlike those countries in Europe that are some of the highest tax countries in the world that have all the different levers to pull you into the tax system. Oh, you don't spend time here, but you have a car here. Or you used to have a house here. Oh, but you do this, you do that. You come through too often. There's the joke that if you keep a toothbrush in Germany, the German authorities will assume you are still living there just because of that toothbrush. A lot of the countries in Latin America may have similarly high taxes, but their tax residence rules are more flexible. So for someone who wants to, for example, use my trifecta approach, you can spend 4 months in Colombia. You're not going to be a Colombian taxpayer. If you spend 6 months there, you will be a Colombian taxpayer, but they don't have all the extra tests that a lot of the Western legacy brand countries do. So not a great place to live full-time, but could be a place you could live part-time if you're one of the many nomad capitalists and digital nomads who's gone to places like Medellin. We should live like a king in Bogota. You can have a great life in that country, and you can do so contributing to the economy but not paying the crazy high taxes. Ecuador also has relatively high tax rates. However, they have a pretty good system. If you're paying tax somewhere else, then that's pretty tax favorable. They also have a certain regime for paying low rates of tax. So their headline rates are high, but you can get it lower. Uruguay, like Chile, has a multi-year, basically a decade-long tax exemption for new arrivals. So you can live there. Certainly you can get citizenship if you're spending most of your time in Uruguay. You'll be a tax resident, but your foreign income will be exempt. And so you can live in Uruguay. They have the fourth highest tax rates. And I think that that's a country that's actually relatively well-run. It's not the most exciting country, but it's a good, they call it the Switzerland of South America. But you can actually get an exemption for the first 10, even call it 11 years, from those relatively high tax rates in Uruguay. You're already paying less than you would in the UK or Germany or France, but you can pay basically zero for many years to come. And then from there, you can decide to stay there. If you get the passport, you can more easily live in other South American countries. What you're hearing here is having some flexibility is a good thing. Nothing wrong with paying tax, but if you are a seven or eight or nine figure entrepreneur or investor, the kind that we work with as our clients, you may be willing to pay some amount of tax, but do you want to pay 40%? These countries allow you to pay less. Mexico is next on the list. If you're a tax resident in Mexico, you're going to pay. And getting out of tax residence is difficult. We've had a handful of Mexican clients. There are certain places you can move, certain places you can't. Kind of like some of the Scandinavian and Nordic countries where they kind of follow you around for a while after you leave. However, if you're a foreigner and if you meet certain conditions, you may be able to stay out of the tax den even if you do live there. So that's a matter of proper tax planning. Basically, they say, hey, if you don't have certain connections to Mexico, you may not end up being in our tax net, even though, again, we have relatively high tax rates. Argentina, libertarian president. We'll see what happens there. I'd say it's a good residence permit to have and keep in your back pocket. Right now, they are in the higher end of taxes in Latin America. If you live there full time, you're going to pay them. So we recently interviewed Doug Casey. He spoke at Nomad Capitalist Live. He's the original international man. He's lived in Argentina. He owns property there for years. He also lives in Uruguay. Now, he's an American, so he can always use that as his crutch. But let's say you're not American. You could live in Uruguay for the majority of the year and then live in Argentina for the rest of the year. You'd pay taxes in Uruguay, which for the next decade could be pretty close to zero. That's one way you might want to play it in Latin America. Either the two different places, one's a little bit more than the other, my trifecta method, or you could say I'm going to spend part of my year in Latin America and I'm going to spend part of my year in other parts of the world or back in your home country potentially. Venezuela, our own colleague here on the Nomad Capitalist R&D channel talked about how they actually have certain tax exemptions you can take advantage of. Obviously a more adventurous place to live. They're about on par with Canada. So the countries that are above that, you may be paying, on average, more tax than in Canada. I would suggest that high earners in Canada are paying more than those countries in most cases, but the average person might pay more, might pay less in Canada. So if you're a seven, you know, eight, nine-figure entrepreneur, Chile, probably Ecuador, Uruguay for sure, those are going to be a better value for you than Canada for sure. And they are a better value than the U.S., Peru, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Brazil, all in the middle. Nicaragua has a territorial tax regime, which means that your foreign source income is not taxed. And that's not just as simple as saying that the money is somewhere else. There are criteria to make sure that your income is sourced as territorial, but you can live in Nicaragua. Again, more adventurous place. San Juan del Sur, beautiful. People like to surf. They go up to the north, León, Chinandega. Probably not the first choice on this list. And the only place in the world I've had a gun in my face is Nicaragua, but favorable tax regime, just stay out of the capital city and all those Central American countries, except Panama. Then we get down into the lower tax countries. Costa Rica is territorial, so they have some of the lower tax rates, but they've gone back and forth, still territorial, meaning your foreign income is exempt. Honduras is good for foreigners. Their taxes are low, but lower for people bringing in foreign income. Panama, territorial. Your foreign income is exempt. Again, what's territorial? People take a little bit of liberty sometimes with that. You want to get an analysis. But and keep in mind, if you own a business, you could be deemed as your work as an employee is one thing and your profit in the business is another thing. There's ways to segregate yourself. And oftentimes, in some of these tax-friendly but not zero-tax countries, you may want to segregate yourself. And it may be worthwhile in some of these countries to say if you're doing work for your company, pay yourself a salary, pay full boat tax on that salary. But let's say your salary is 75 grand and your company makes, you know, $1 million a year. Paying, you know, 35% on 7.5% of your income isn't going to be the problem. And, you know, now you've paid tax somewhere. So Costa Rica, Honduras, Panama, all pretty tax-friendly in general, very tax-friendly for foreigners. The Dominican Republic, up-and-coming place. I'm seeing more about people investing in the DR, not just individuals, nomad capitalists, but also businesses, a growing amount of FDI going into the DR. They have interesting residence programs there. It's a country that we're focusing on our end. We talked about it at Nomad Capitalist Live, and they do have a favorable tax regime where potentially you could get it down to pretty close to nothing on your non-DR income. And then the lowest personal income tax countries in Latin America, Bolivia, not much to talk about there. I know there's a few people who live there. That would be really adventurous, in my opinion. Not really much in the way of residence programs. Paraguay, tax-friendly, potentially can get that down pretty close to zero, but right on the dot, 10% tax rate for what you're doing work in the country. So, you know, even if you're doing some work in the country and some of that income gets tagged, 10% tax. So if you can pay 10% on part of your income, even if you don't get your whole tax down to zero, that's still a pretty good deal. And that is the one country in Latin America that relatively stays right wing. Guatemala, they say, has some of the lowest income tax rates on the whole in Latin America. Now, what makes Paraguay interesting is they also have the same 10% rate on corporate. Now, here's what people misunderstand, I think. If you move to Paraguay, you probably don't want your company to move to Paraguay. You're not going to have access to some of the world-class banks that you would get by incorporating in a typical offshore jurisdiction. I don't know that too many Paraguay companies are going to go to Switzerland and get an account. There's probably some banks that would take you if you put in, you know, 5 million Swiss francs. If you know, Paraguay's not on their naughty list, they might take you. It's going to be a lot of extra work. And Swiss banks are not pleasant to deal with when they're doing all that extra work. I doubt you're going to go to Singapore and open an account. So what you generally want to do when you're moving to a Latin American country is have your company somewhere else. That could be in Hong Kong. It could be in the British Virgin Islands. It could be in the Cayman Islands. It could be in some of the lesser jurisdictions. I mean, not a big fan of Belize. I rarely believe the thing that your company should kind of be in the same time zone that you're in. How often are you calling up the people in Belize to talk about your company? You're incorporated there, and that's it. But you can incorporate your company in any number of tax-neutral places where you're paying zero, whether the headline rate's zero or whether, like in Hong Kong, they've got a deal where you could effectively pay zero but not living there. The UAE, oddly enough, for most businesses, is no longer zero, even if you don't live there. So for someone who wants to move to Latin America, I think a UAE-free zone company no longer makes sense. It only makes sense if you want to use that free zone company as a springboard to actually living in the UAE and getting your 9% worth. So if you set up your company in a tax-neutral place and then you go and live in Latin America, you will be able to take advantage of some of those personal advantages. Again, you might want to structure yourself to where, depending on the territorial rules or depending on the tax exemption rules, maybe you just say, hey, I'm doing this amount of work. It's worth 100 grand. Here's my tax on 100 grand. Leave the rest of it alone. I pay as an employee. I don't pay as the business owner because the business is somewhere else. That's something that you have to evaluate. It's something that we help people do. You can go to nomadcapitalist.com/apply, learn how we help people with that. But the point is, you might see 10% corporate tax in Paraguay. Hey, that's similar to Dubai. That's similar to the UAE. But Paraguay is not set up to do business internationally. I think you're going to have a lot more problems getting wires from your clients or getting PayPal payouts or getting whatever, and certainly doing so affordably, than you would setting yourself up in any of the aforementioned offshore jurisdictions and having access to top-tier banks. So how do you live as a nomad capitalist? You can live in Paraguay, and again, maybe some of your income is taxed at 10%. Maybe a lot of it you get an exemption. You could be somewhere between 0 and 10%, but your company is somewhere else. Your company is in, let's say you want to be in the same time zone. Your company is in the British Virgin Islands if you've got a relatively lightweight company. Your bank for that BVI company, if you have enough to deposit, maybe there's a bank in, you know, Switzerland. We have some banks in Switzerland that could take you. And then you live in Paraguay. And all that stuff has to be considered. I mean, certain banks don't want a guy who lives in Paraguay. But you don't want to set up your company in Paraguay. Why pay 10% when you can pay zero? If you want to pay it on the personal side, be my guest. Include more of your income at Paraguay's 10%. But generally, a company should be taxed at zero, and a company should function for a company's sake. People move to Paraguay and say, oh, well, that's great. They've got a great corporate tax rate, too. No. I would say the same thing. Now, Europe is a bit more, you know, difficult. But people say, oh, Bulgaria, good tax rates for me. Doesn't mean your company has to be there. Right? The personal tax planning to me is where it lies. A lot of companies in Latin America have relatively high corporate tax rates, the highest being Colombia, Argentina, Venezuela, Brazil. Again, none of this really matters because there's really none of these jurisdictions where I would incorporate. Panama, you can set up as an offshore company and you can continue to pay zero. That's one jurisdiction that might be worth looking at, although again, Panamanian banks aren't really up to scratch for my taste. They're not as efficient. Panamanian companies, according to Latinometrics, they're paying, it's 25%, I think, right on the dot. But if your company is offshore, you will not pay that. So it's kind of like a Hong Kong. I think Hong Kong is a more robust place to be. So what you're seeing here is Latin America is a place to live. Go to a place where your personal tax situation is good, but realize that your personal tax situation drags your company in with it. In the same way that you can't live in the United States, incorporate offshore in Panama and tell the IRS, I don't owe any money. No, no, no. There's all kinds of rules they've set up with controlled foreign corporations, permanent establishment, all that kind of stuff that basically drag that offshore company onto your U.S. tax return, onto your Canadian tax return, onto whatever Western country you live in's tax return. You can't just incorporate offshore, not move, and enjoy the tax benefits in most Western countries. And so in that same way, Latin America, not a place to incorporate. Maybe Panama is the exception. If you want to call Latin America, it's not Spanish-speaking. But, you know, in Central America, you could put Belize on that list, I guess, kind of, sort of, if you're really desperate. And then the corporate side takes care of itself through your personal side. So unless you're going and running a business on the ground in Latin America, there should be no reason the corporate tax rate applies to you. Again, other than part of the income that you're earning by working there as an employee of your own company might be included at some kind of rate, i.e. Paraguay's 10%. That may not even be the case, depending on where you move and how that gets included. And then they talk about value-added tax. Uruguay has the highest. They do raise revenue through that because they are pretty tax favorable on everything else. Argentina's up there. We'll see what Malay does with that. Colombia has higher VAT. Chile as well. And then a little bit down to Panama. And again, Paraguay have the lowest. For me, this is one of those equations. It does speak to culture. Listen, Colombia is not a tax-friendly country, again, unless you're living there part-time. And Doug Casey's talked about that. Be the rich foreigner who goes, who contributes to the economy, who buys steaks at expensive restaurants and tips well and buys nice wine and keeps the wineries afloat and doesn't bother anybody, doesn't take any public services. Maybe you fill up your tank with gas, or you take an Uber and you're paying for the petrol tax for that. I don't, you know, sure, the culture having a low value-added tax, that's positive. I also think I look at Uruguay and say they're pretty tax-friendly to begin with. So if the price to pay is I'm paying more than everything I buy, so be it. You know, there's pretty close to a free lunch, but there's no entirely free lunch. And so I think if you're at the level of people that we're talking to here, the value-added tax to instruct you on their culture, sure, Colombia again. The culture is we tax people in Colombia. But if you can find a way to not be sucked into that net, then it's an issue that doesn't affect you. And what do we tell you here? We tell you not to focus on issues that don't affect you. Don't worry about things you can't change. Focus on changing your life. If you want to move to Latin America, those are some places to take away from it. I think Paraguay stands out. Panama stands out. The DRs have increasing interest to me. Costa Rica has stood out to a lot of folks for a long time. El Salvador is not that tax friendly, but of course has some exemptions on Bitcoin that could be interesting for some folks. Uruguay. In Chile, interesting in a different way. Lots of countries in Latin America you can go to and pay low tax, even though the region is known as a tax hell. That's the difference between looking at headline tax rates and knowing the devil behind the details. This is Oman, and today we're showing you luxury living in its beautiful capital city of Muscat. Now we're going to show you one of the sexiest luxury villas here in Oman. We're going to show you how to live like a king